So first of all, Coco, can you briefly tell me about the plotline of this epic musical drama?
Well, this drama, Tyrannos, is about a controversial speaker giving a talk at a university, and the students and professors want to shut him down because they think that he's spreading hate speech. And it's sort of this tug and war of ideologies.
Interesting. And what was the casting process like?
Casting was interesting. We mainly work with a lot of our main sort of players. We work with the same sort of people.
And yeah, I think 5 out of the 9 are people we've worked with before. And
can you tell us a bit about the protagonist of the story?
He is an internet troll, I guess, in the sense that he's merciless when he fights his enemies. But he's also based on Harold Bloom and Kenneth Clark, Joseph Campbell, all these old guys. I sort of imagined what would they be like if they were young, fiery internet personalities today, sort of fighting against what they perceive to be the enemies of art.
Interesting. Now, Coco, before we delve deeper into the plotline details of your show, in terms of musical production, how have you and Ludwig brought this show to life?
We basically sort of put the things we love in the show, and the way we sort of brought this to life was we started with the story. Before, I know a lot of people might read into the politics of this, but we basically started with the story, and we thought it was kind of interesting, the sort of ballet playing out of these sort of two sort of groups, the left and the right, and we just thought it was really interesting. So it was story first, and then we sort of imbued like our sort of music to it, like the stuff, I think it was like all these sort of classical sort of structures. I think it's like it's in sonata form, the music.
A lot of it, yeah.
Yeah. It reads sort of like
it's all our favourite stuff, like Beethoven-style music with noisy guitars.
Like shoegaze.
It's a fairly classical structure as a drama.
Yeah.
We did tons of rewrites. It's the first time we've ever actually like done a second and a third draft of the show and got notes from the actors. It's been really collaborative and good.
Oh, so you've got help from the actors too?
Yeah, we showed the first 5 on board. We showed a second draft, and some of them were social justice warriors. We were so worried what they were going to think, but they said, no, it's good, and we got notes from them.
They told us to make it more offensive, so we were like, okay.
So you got the okay from the cast members. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we got a lot of good notes from them.
Yeah.
Wrote a third draft, which means it was late to rehearsal, which they were all stressing about.
I know. Like, I think we started rehearsing, like, maybe 3 weeks into music rehearsals, and we still hadn't gotten a finished script yet, so.
But it was worth it.
Yeah. Like,
just on that note, what has it been like not only writing but producing and directing a show?
It has been stressful. Hard. Difficult, but also really good. Like, just the avenues that it opens up for us. Like, we meet different people, and also I guess it gives us a clearer idea of where we want to take what we do compared to everybody else. Like, I think we sort of run everything like a like a band. Then
yeah, we're not from the theatre world. Like, we met going to gigs and stuff, and so we know music and I guess like we know stories and like from films and stuff, but in terms of theatre craft, we rely a lot on the actors because we don't really know what we're doing.
Yeah, that's true. But we're getting better.
Before you said that, use the word offensive. I remember when I was watching your teaser trailer, I saw that it said it's the most offensive musical since Cats. Can you expand on that one?
Oh, we both hate musicals with a passion.
We're also trolling one of our cast members who's been in Cats. So
really?
It's a kind of in-joke against him. And yeah, I think in the show we make fun of Chicago, a whole litany of musicals that he's actually been in.
But, you know, we're good. We're cool.
Now, Ludwig, you and Coco question the nature of art being politicised and whether or not ideologies make people vile. Now, these are some seriously big questions. So what was it that brought you to exploring these through a musical drama, and without spoiling anything, of course, how have you done so?
I think I wanted to put it in because I just see a lot of it now in debates where people, you know, the people on the left will make a point as a generalization and the right will say, what about this? And then the right do the exact same thing where they make a generalization and the left, it's this kind of holier than thou attitude where people just start out as enemies. They don't really listen to one another. And I thought musical theater is actually a good medium because you can have people singing over the top of one another. Unlike what you can do in a play or a film, because there's music, that's fine. And we toned a lot of that down in the end, but that was one of the original ideas, just to show how people really don't listen anymore.
Yeah, we had fun with the music and playing around with the form in that aspect.
Oh, interesting. So you were saying, like, kind of the shunning away sort of from the political to be more expressive in an art world. Is that what you're aiming for with this show?
Yeah, I think so. I think concern was if we kind of made it topical and, you know, for this particular period, it would be a period piece. We kind of, at the time, we were like reading Hamlet and like Shakespeare, and we were thinking, how do we make this sort of like a timeless story? And I think if we had done it sort of like with identity politics and things like that, it would have been maybe topical, but then maybe in a year or two, it would be dated. So we thought,
let's... It was also to tone down how unpleasant, I think, a show that was like about all the current political issues, it would just be like an episode of Q&A. It would be awful.
Yeah.
So if we thought if we make it about art, it kind of, I don't know, sugarcoats it or something, but it's still the same basic argument, left-wing students versus the right-wing commentator or whatever.
And I think because we both are big art lovers, like it's something that we really want to preserve.
We just wanted to show the two sides. The audience can really think for themselves. I imagine half the audience will cheer Tirano and half the audience will cheer the student who gets to debate him is called Grazia. And I think in Act 2, she really gets some good points in there and people will like her, like half the audience will.
Can you tell me about Grazia a bit more?
She's sort of like a militant feminist who sort of leads this sort of a group of students, and she's their spokesperson. She's basically the antithesis of Tirano.
That would create some interesting conflict then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But I think she and the students sing some of the most beautiful music in Act 2, so... And I think Tirano is the most eloquent, so we tried to be diplomatic, I guess.
What types of musical forms are you playing with in the show?
The whole show is just six big songs. So, like, two of them are well over half an hour long, so they were fun to learn. But I guess the style is kind of like dark wall of sound kind of stuff.
But deeply Wagnerian.
And humorous, of course, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, Wagner with jokes.
But not as long, because I don't think anyone wants to sit through 16 hours of this.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.